Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. First up in the project and export finance world, on the essentials news front, Western Power Company, a joint venture between Infraco Africa and African Power Projects, received pre-qualified bids on the 5th of April from prospective EPC contractors for the 180-megawatt Ningyon Falls hydropower plant in Zambia. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, EDF has been awarded a PPA in the Greek Mixed Renewables Energy Sources auction. Andreas Ruvard of Danish turbine manufacturer Vestas is to step down from his chief executive position on the 1st of August and will be replaced by company board member Henrik Andersen. Octopus Energy Investments has completed a £334 million refinancing of its UK onshore wind portfolio. AC Energy and TBC are to start the 40-megawatt first phase of the Meenin wind farm. The Irish government has approved the €3 billion national broadband plan, and Satché Simist has created a €1.5 million loan granted by Deutsche Bank to support the international projects of Kalia Italia, a manufacturer of upholstered furniture based in Matera. Over in the commodity finance industry on the essentials news front, TXS reporter Afy House. TXS reporter Aoife House reveals loan syndication in the developing markets is currently at its lowest volume in nearly a decade. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, Brazilian state-run oil firm Petrobras has posted quarterly results that missed expectations, but management flagged a potential production boost in the second quarter as new platforms ramp up output. US agricultural commodity trader Bunge posted a first quarter profit compared with a year ago loss, powered by high crushing margins in its oil seeds business in the United States. Brazilian Europe and international law firm Ashurst has strengthened its Middle East oil and gas team with the appointment of Luke Robottom and the relocation of Ashurst partner Stuart James as partner in its Abu Dhabi-based global projects practice. In the trade finance sphere, Visa has completed the acquisition of UK-based Earthport. The blockchain-based trade finance coalition, Voltron, has swelled to over 50 banks and corporates following the completion of trials involving the simulation of multiple digital letters of credit across 27 countries on 6 continents. Trade credit insurer Atreides has appointed a new business development manager for his Manchester-based Northern Hub. And Dutch development bank FMO has invested £35 million in Incred, a Mumbai-based diversified non-banking financing company which provides MSME business loans, education loans, two-wheeler loans, home loans, and consumer loans. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.